This is a paid-for advertisement.
The statements contained herein have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome in to the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me this hour is Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman is the Senior Managing Partner for PA Foot and Ankle Associates, and you can find out more about Dr. Teichman by going to pafootdoctors.com. That's pafootdoctors.com. He's a board-certified podiatric physician and surgeon, specializes in the treatment of all aspects of foot and ankle disorders. He's also the chief of podiatric surgery for Sacred Heart St. Luke's in Allentown, where he's also a member of the limb salvage team. He serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's Hospital and Healthcare System. He is also a panel physician there, and the list of his credentials go on. Dr. Adam Teichman, again, PA Foot and Ankle Associates, pafootdoctors.com. He's joining us as we talk about holiday blood sugar. We just got done talking about stress and overeating and heart issues. It is as we're heading into that challenging time of year to stay healthy. And Thanksgiving, here it comes. And everybody looking forward to that. But it's, I don't know whether it's Halloween with all the candy begins the official overeating season or whether it's Thanksgiving. But regardless, here it comes. And you know, the idea is to still enjoy that, enjoy it without the guilt, and enjoy it without impacting your health in so many negative ways, because people face around the holidays a lot of issues over and above the issues they get from overeating, from stress, and all of that. So we'll talk to Dr. Teichman about how to manage that blood sugar over the holidays. You think about how all the stuff we eat, man, it's crazy. So we're talking about giving away here, in our trivia question, we'll give away a 1 month supply of either the rescue. If you call them with a question or the trivia question, we're going to make it either one. They're giving us some stuff to give away this weekend. It's for the trivia question, it's supposed to be the Neva cherry gummies. And for the if you call in with a question for the doctor, we're supposed to give you a bottle of the rescue vital D3. But we'll let you have, if you call in with the trivia, we'll let you have your choice of either. And if you call in to ask a question, we'll let you have your choice of either one of those two. 1 month supply of either the Neva cherry gummies or the Rescue Vital D3. So those are the giveaways. The special this weekend is an awesome special. You're saving 40% when you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue or Neva products you want. I'm thinking about this. I didn't think about this last hour. I just thought about this now because you forget how late in the year we are. This is a great year to stock up for next year. This is a great offer and a great time to stock up, especially with the free shipping on any size order. So if you want to stock up, you save 40% when you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue or Neva products you want. Mix and match any way you want. Buy four of the same, buy four different ones, buy eight, whatever. As long as you buy four or more, you get 40% off your entire order. You're earning rewards points while you do it. You can cash in rewards points and get an even lower price. And you're getting free shipping on any size order. But to get that, you need the coupon code SAVE40. SAVE40. 40 is the coupon code when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, coupon code SAVE40, or use the coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE, coupon code SAVE40, or coupon code SAVE40 again when you shop online at res-q.com and get 40% off and the rewards points and free shipping on any size order. That offer ends Tuesday at midnight. So with that, we welcome in Dr. Adam Teichman. Morning, Doc.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. So we're talking about a lot of the concerns people face around the holidays: blood sugar, stress, food craving, weight gain, inflammation. Sugary treats are everywhere. You know, the parties, the dinners. Everybody's bringing in cookies after the holidays, before the holidays, all that stuff. And you're a guy that's dealing with diabetes of the, you know, and people come in. That's one. I think you said 40% of the people you see have a diabetic issue. So you see this more than anybody, and I'm assuming shortly, either during the holidays or after the holidays, not sure when, you might see a spike in foot issues related to that. But talk to me about how all those foods impact blood sugar levels and diabetes and other aspects of your health.
So, you know, it's really a challenge during the holidays, especially when you talk about, you know, the options that people have. And especially if you're diabetic, it becomes a challenge because, you know, going to these parties, these family get-togethers, you really have to be aware of what you're putting in your body. You know, and the things that you put in your body, that you're normally not eating on a routine basis throughout the year. And, you know, when you make those choices, you know, you can have an impact of raising your blood sugar, you know, increase weight. They say about average people gain around 1 to 2 pounds during the holiday season because of the fact of they're eating things that they're not normally eating, high caloric foods, sugary foods. So you really got to be aware of that, you know, and also, you know, the foods that we put in our body can also increase inflammation. The processed foods, those simple carbohydrates, things with a higher glycemic index, which we'll talk about, you know, then also, you know, draining energy, the stress that can come with the holidays, meeting the family, you know, choosing what type of food you're going to serve can lead to stress. Shopping can lead to stress. Travel, all these things then can lead to this stress that can actually impact your sugar as well. And we just have to be aware of the things that we eat also can also impact our heart health, have some adverse effects on our heart functioning. So choosing the right foods and making a plan if you're going out for the holiday are really important. And then also adding supplementation, which we're going to talk about today, the 105 max, you know, the omegas, magnesium, you know, stress blocker. All these things are going to help get you through the holidays and also help you control your blood sugar a little better.
Yeah. I thought I had my mic on. Yeah, it's. But I think about the blood sugar, you get the rate, the cookies, the food, the pie, whatever you're eating, whatever you're overeating, you know, the blood sugar spikes, you get weight gain, all the inflammation that goes on from that, digestive issues, you feel lethargic because you're, you know, all of that, your heart health, it all just, it's really, then you start saying, why am I doing this to myself? So the whole thing is, as we've discussed, is moderation. But let's start with blood sugar. And maybe it's obvious, but what foods, because there might be some surprising answers. I'm thinking the cookies and the cakes and the, you know, the pumpkin roll and all that stuff seems obvious, but maybe there's some other stuff in here. Which foods have the greatest impact on blood sugar levels?
You know, when we talk about impacting blood sugar levels, simple carbohydrates are probably the food that has the highest impact, you know, on blood sugar levels. These are foods that have, you know, are composed of sugars such as fructose and glucose. They have a simple chemical structure composed of only one sugar, the monosaccharides, the disaccharides. And the reason why these simple carbohydrates impact your sugar more than looking at complex carbohydrates is because of the fact that they raise your blood sugar very quickly, and then insulin secretion from the pancreas increases. And as we know, as blood sugar increases faster over time, what happens is we could have negative impacts on our health, such as cardiovascular system, the heart health. We always talk about the negative impacts of the impacts of elevated blood sugar can have on the heart, such as increasing your bad cholesterol, the LDLs, and lowering your good cholesterol, the LDLs. So having an elevated sugar, choosing the simple carbohydrates can really, you know, impact, you know, not only your heart health, but also diabetes and worsen diabetes, which ultimately can lead to complications. And those simple carbohydrates, like you said, are the sugary foods, you know, eating the white breads or the starches. Because remember, when you choose these white breads or starches, even though they are complex carbohydrates, they have little fiber. So there's little nutrition benefit. And a lot of these types of foods are eaten during the holidays as well. People think that they can indulge a little bit during the holidays because of the fact it only happens once a year, but you can indulge, but in moderation is important because choosing the proper foods is very important. And what I tell people when we talk about, you know, diet and indulging in the holidays with my patients, yes, we focus on the foot and ankle, but it's important to control your blood sugar during this time. We talk about understanding the glycemic index and look, choosing low glycemic foods because of the fact that, as we know, that low glycemic foods help your body function better. You're looking at the whole oats because they're digested more slowly, prompting a gradual rise in blood sugar versus the higher glycemic index foods, which increase your sugar rapidly, which floods the blood with sugar. Mm-hmm. And the question comes, well, how can I understand what's a good glycemic index food and what's not a good glycemic index food?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask that. How do you know? Which what are they?
So the higher glycemic index foods are foods that are, depending on how they're processed, so the brands and the grains, these are all high glycemic indexes. So they're basically allowing your body to digest the sugar more slowly. Then looking at the physical form of the food, you know, finely ground grains is more rapidly digested than coarsely ground grains. So like brown rice and oats are healthier than eating these highly processed whole grain breads. And then the fiber content is also important to understand when you talk about glycemic index as well. As we know, the benefits of foods higher in fiber slow the rise of blood sugar in your body. So the lower the rise of blood sugar, adding fiber is going to help with that.
So a high high glycemic index is a good thing. You want a food that's a high glycemic index.
Yes, 100%. You know, and also looking at the fat content in the food. Because remember that fat or acids converted more slowly into sugar as well. So understanding, you know, the glycemic index of foods and choosing the grains, the whole grains.
So a high glycemic number means slower food absorption, which means a lower glucose number.
That's correct. Exactly.
So the high glycemic number means a lower number on the sugar scale. So it's kind of inverse. And a low glycemic number means a spike in blood sugar.
Correct. Exactly. Gotcha. So that's what we're looking for. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, you know, that's what we're looking at when we talk about glycemic index. So, you know, understanding that's important to understand choosing these right types of foods to ingest in your body. So, and that also helps with sugar release. So, you know, the question comes, what type of foods have greater impact in your sugar? And we talk about the glycemic index, simple carbohydrates as well, you know, are to be avoided because of the fact that we get that fast rise in blood sugar while we're eating that meal.
Right. I don't think we've ever talked about the glycemic index before. I've heard, you know, some people that have these diets out there and they talk about this, you need to be a, you know, like, but they talked about in their diet, some weight loss company talking about glycemic index. I don't know if we've ever talked about it before, but the higher the glycemic index number, the slower the food absorption, then the lower your blood sugar will be, or the lower the spike will be, and that's better for you. And conversely, if it's got a low glycemic number, that's not good because it means the sugar numbers are going to be high. So that's I think I've got that repeated back, and I hope I understood it, which hopefully means many folks may know about that. I never really discussed it with anybody before, so this is something new to me. I got that right. Am I correct?
Yeah, so the glycemic index is a simpler way to understand the types of food that impact blood sugar versus saying the simple and complex carbohydrates. So, yes, and a lot of people now talk about glycemic index when we're talking about the types of foods that are good for you and the types of foods that are not good for you, especially when we're talking about impacting how sugar is used in the body.
And by the way, so let me get this special. I want to come back to sugar because we're talking about. Think about if you're not diabetic, overeating at the holidays could still cause you problems with your sugar numbers, and you can end up having those glucose crashes and all that, and feel lethargic. If you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, all the more I think you need to be concerned. I want to talk about the Rescue 1250, which is going to help you control triglyceride spikes from overeating. Also the Rescue 105 Max, which is going to help to control that blood sugar. So all of that, but let me give you the special again. Any and all Rescue products and or Neva products, mix and match any way you want, as long as you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue products or Neva products, mix and match any way you want, and you'll get 40% off when you use the coupon code SAVE40. So again, buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue or Neva product, use the coupon code SAVE40, you get 40% off your entire order, and you're getting free shipping on any size order, and you can cash in rewards points to get an even lower price, all while earning more rewards points. Coupon code SAVE40. Again, and you get the 40% off, the free shipping. By the way, this offer ends Tuesday at midnight. So the 40% off, the free shipping on any size order, the rewards points. Coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Coupon code SAVE40. Or use the coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, 1-800-26-ALIVE, coupon code SAVE40. So I guess let's get started. Where would you like to start? So there, people are going to overeat, and they need to watch those foods. It's going to happen. There's some people that are very disciplined or whatever the word you want to put on it, they're not going to have the problem. Most of us will. Even some of the best of us that are watching our diet more often than not during the course of the year, everybody has the same problem at the holidays. So you're going to overeat. So you need to get out and exercise. You need to, you know, try to watch just how much you eat. If you're going to eat more sugary foods, just try not to eat as much of them. Balance, proportion, you know, moderation, all those words, you know the drill. But then you're going. Some folks are going to have, we're all, I guess, going to have blood sugar spikes. But and if you're non-diabetic, how does it impact you if you're non-diabetic? Because like everybody, you know, the old joke, you know, you have the Thanksgiving meal, and then the next thing, you know, the guy's pants are unbuckled, and he's sitting there sleeping on the chair. He's out. Now, that's not somebody who's diabetic, not even pre-diabetic. Why? What happens? Because we overeat so much, so even somebody who's not diabetic, how much do we need to be concerned? And then talk to me about the folks who are pre-diabetic or diabetic and what they need to do, and then the Rescue 1250 and the 105 Max and how that can help them. And can it help us, too, even if we're not diabetic? Throwing a lot down there for
that.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I know. So, you know, when you're not diabetic and you're eating a heavy meal, you know, your body, yes, definitely gets that blood sugar spike, and you do get that lethargic feeling afterwards. But your body regulates itself because it's using insulin efficiently. Because remember, when you're type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic, insulin resistance is occurring. So your body is not using insulin as it should correctly. So basically, insulin is not, like we said, opening the door for the sugar to go into the cell, so the blood sugar is just hanging out in the blood. Versus if you're not diabetic, insulin can definitely go open the door and the sugar can go into the cell for energy to restore the energy and that feeling of alertness versus the lethargic feeling. That's why, you know, for a person who is not diabetic, they recover from these heavy, you know, carbohydrate loaded meals quicker and more efficiently than someone who is a type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. And, you know, a person who is pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic ingesting these heavy carbohydrate meals, that blood sugar is hanging out in your blood longer. You're getting those blood sugar spikes a lot quicker, and they're lingering for a prolonged period of time because insulin is not working efficiently, so the body is releasing more sugar because the cells cannot get the energy from the sugar that needs to be put in the cells. And that's really where that Rescue 105 Max comes into play. You know, that Rescue 105 Max, that unique pumpkin pentose, that 5-carbon sugar. And that 5-carbon sugar is not a sugar as we know it, because remember, a normal sugar is a 6-carbon sugar. So this pumpkin pentose is a 5-carbon sugar. And the benefit of having a 5-carbon sugar, it can directly enter the cell and be fully converted to energy as a source of fuel for the body without the necessity of insulin. So the body then is no longer releasing more sugar into the blood because it's not screaming for energy use from sugar because that 5-carbon sugar is entering the cell. So that's really important to understand the benefit of Rescue 105 Max, and that pumpkin pentose, you know, is the main ingredient when we talk about Rescue 105 Max. Rescue 105 Max also has a Genemna sylvestre leaf, which is an herb that is shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels by inhibiting absorption of sugar through diet. There's bitter melon, which supports the ability of pancreas to produce insulin and also improve the processing of insulin. Alpha-lipoic acid, which is a great antioxidant. It also supports insulin function, helps speed the removal of glucose from the blood. And then the last ingredient is chromium. This is a trace mineral used in small amounts for body function, including digestion. Also helps move blood sugar, you know, from the bloodstream into the cells for energy. So those things are important when we talk about Rescue 105 Max because the body is not using insulin efficient enough to get sugar into the cell for energy. So the pumpkin pentose, which is that 5-carbon sugar, which is the main ingredient in 105 Max, enters the cell without insulin. You know, and then ultimately the benefits of 105 Max, you know, it aids in blood sugar metabolism. It restrains the release of sugar into the blood, like we said. It dulls the sense of taste for sweet food, so that craving is assisted with 105 Max. And that's really why we recommend taking 105 Max with meals, because of the fact that it's helping your body with that postprandial spikes that you can get after you eat, whether a meal filled with carbohydrates or sugar. It'll help with that so you don't get that lethargic feeling after meals. And you mentioned, too, what happens if we're not diabetic? Can we take Rescue 105 Max? And the answer is yes. especially as we get older, insulin resistance increases. It starts decreasing. Insulin resistance starts to increase around 50 years old and increases as we get older. So adding Rescue 105 Max to your supplementary diet will definitely help with those postprandial spikes as well.
All right, so let's go to the phones here. I want to come back to the 1250 and how that helps with triglycerides, but let's get to Marion first. She's waiting on hold here. Marion in Allentown, good morning. You're on the air. You have a question for Dr. Teichman?
Actually, I have a couple questions, but they do go together. First, I want to know if EPI, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, can lead to diabetes. And number two, it sort of leads it together. I have a granddaughter. She's adopted. She's been diagnosed with Crohn's. She's in her late 20s, but I suspect she may have EPI instead. And if I ordered all essential enzymes for her, would it help her?
So, you know, with EPI, which is exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, you know, occurs when the pancreas doesn't produce enough digestive enzymes, and the body can't properly digest food into nutrients, and then it can lead to malabsorption, you know, of the food because the pancreas is not producing enough digestive enzymes as well. So, you know, what I'd recommend doing is, and the question was if you can take Rescue 105 Max, is that correct to assist?
No, she said. The all essential enzyme.
Oh no, the all essential enzymes will definitely assist with EPI as well. Because remember, the pancreas is an organ that's behind the stomach, and it makes three type of enzymes: lipase, protease, and amylase. And these enzymes also help in the body to digest the food into nutrients. So, adding the all essential enzymes will definitely be a benefit for you if you have EPI.
Well, yeah, it's my adopted granddaughter. I suspect she's been diagnosed with Crohn's, but I do suspect she may have EPI instead. And can it lead to diabetes eventually or not?
You know, I don't believe so because of the fact when we talk about EPI, it's how it's dealing with digestive enzymes. It doesn't really talk about how insulin is affected in the pancreas. And remember that insulin is a hormone that is released to help sugar get into the cells. It has really nothing to do with the digestion process like the other three enzymes that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that help you?
And what are the enzymes that are affected by EPI?
I'm up against the break, so can you hang on, Marion?
Sure.
All right, hang on. All right, so up against the break here, and if you do have questions, other questions, any folks want to call, you certainly can. 866-569-RESCUE, 866-569-7377. That's toll free. The special, again, when you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue products you want, mix and match any way you want, any Rescue or Neva products, as long as you buy four or more bottles or boxes, mix and match any way you want, and you'll save 40% off your entire order. You'll get the free shipping on any size order. You can earn rewards points. And then if you already have some rewards points earned, you can cash them in with this offer and get an even lower price. So you get the minimum 40% off. So again, coupon code SAVE40, coupon code SAVE40, as long as you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue or Neva products and use the coupon code SAVE40, you'll get the 40% off and the free shipping on any size order and the rewards points. That offer ends Tuesday at midnight. So take advantage of it now while you're thinking about it. 1-800-26-ALIVE. Coupon code SAVE40. 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Or use the coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online at res-q.com. Welcome into the Rescue Healthline Show. Joining me is Dr. Adam Teichman. Dr. Teichman, the Senior Managing Partner for PA Foot and Ankle Associates. He is a board-certified podiatric physician and surgeon specializing in the treatment of all aspects of foot and ankle issues. In addition, he's the Chief of Podiatric Surgery at Sacred Heart St. Luke's in Allentown, where he's also a member of the limb salvage team. And he serves as a surgical instructor at the podiatric residency program at St. Luke's Hospital and Health System. And he's a panel physician at Sacred Heart St. Luke's Wound Center. And the list of his credentials go on. Dr. Adam Teichman, you can find out more about Dr. Teichman by going to PAfordoctors.com. That's PAfordoctors.com. He'll be joining us in a moment. We've got a couple of calls on hold here waiting with questions, and we'll see if we can get to those quickly here. Again, the special, as we're talking about overeating and the blood sugar spike because of holiday overeating. We're talking about the doctor just gave a great explanation on the 105 Max. Want to get into talking about how Rescue 1250 can help with the blood sugar spikes as well and with the triglyceride spikes and inflammation that goes with overeating. But we got some folks on hold waiting to get their questions answered. Let me quickly remind you that this deal this weekend is when you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue or Neva products. As long as you buy four or more, mix and match any way you want. Buy four or more, use the coupon code SAVE40 and get 40% off your entire order. Get free shipping on any size order. And you got the rewards points. The offer ends Tuesday at midnight. Again, coupon code SAVE40. Get 40% off and the free shipping and the rewards points. Coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. So we have Dr. Teichman here. We have Marion. We're going to wrap up with Marion here. We got Frank waiting on hold. Frank, we'll get to you. So Marion was asking about EPI and if it can lead to diabetes and would it rescue all the essential enzymes help her. You said your daughter or stepdaughter or granddaughter?
My adopted granddaughter. I have an adopted granddaughter.
Yeah, adopted granddaughter. And yes, all essential enzymes can definitely help. Because, well, Doc, you take it. Go ahead. How about for folks who are just joining us, recap what you told her about the enzymes, and then she wanted to know about the blood sugar spikes.
Sure. So Marion, go ahead.
What's that?
I want to know which three enzymes are not produced by the pancreas. What is it, lipase?
Go ahead, Doc. Which are the enzymes?
Lipase, protease, and amylase. And then when we talk about the benefits of, you know, the rescue all essential enzymes, you know, it contains, you know, 9 different digestive enzymes that help the breakdown of protein, carbohydrates, fat, milk, and lactose for improved digestive health. And when we talk about EPI, we said, you know, amylase, lipase, and protease are affected. So, you know, part of the essential enzymes, those 9 different essential digestive enzymes, we have, you know, amylase, which helps digest starch. We have lipase, which is a fat digesting enzyme, and protease, which is a primary protein digesting enzyme. So adding rescue all essential enzyme, you know, will definitely assist when we talk about, you know, what's the benefits of adding all essential enzymes. And when we talk about EPI real quickly, is that, you know, it is associated with other underlying conditions such as Crohn's disease, celiac disease. And also, like we said, it doesn't contribute to type 2 diabetes. But if you are type 1 diabetic and your body is unable to produce insulin, you know, type 1 diabetes may also be an underlying condition that can lead to EPI because your body is unable to produce insulin. So understanding that, you know, and understanding that we're missing some of these essential enzymes for digestion, adding rescue all essential enzyme will assist, especially if some of the underlying diseases such as celiac disease or Crohn's disease are causing this as well, will definitely assist taking the rescue all essential enzyme.
Now, a person could only tell, though, if they were a type 1 diabetic, if they got it later in life, though, if they had the islet cell antibody test. Is that correct?
Well, usually type 1 diabetes is something that will happen during juvenile diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is the most common time to basically diagnose type 1 diabetes because it's more present early on in life than later in life. Type 2 diabetes usually happens later in life because your body develops some type of inflammatory reaction and inflammation and oxidative stress that causes your body to be insulin resistant, so your body is not using insulin efficiently enough, where type 1 diabetes, your body is not producing any insulin at all, and it needs to be supplemented.
Well, when I had my daughter is a type 1 diabetic, and so is one of my grandsons, and when I had her at Joslin, there was a lady there at 70 years old that was diagnosed with type 1. I mean, it's rare after a certain age, but I guess it does happen.
It can happen. I mean, your body can sometimes stop producing insulin altogether, and then you become a type 1 diabetic as well, and you have to supplement with insulin. But it's more common to have type 1 diabetes, juvenile onset diabetes, or earlier in life than later in life.
Okay, Marion.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Did you have another question?
No, that's fine.
All right, great. Thank you. Let's go to Frank here, I think it is. We have Frank down in Philadelphia. Yep. Frank, good morning. You're on with Dr. Teichman. What can we do for you?
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, Dr. Teichman. Doctor, I have a question. I have polyneuropathy. It's really bad, in my feet. I am not diabetic. I have an ulcer. My foot rolls to the pinky side. They call it supination. Really bad. I have a pressure ulcer. It's been open for about 20 months. I'm going to be going to a total contact cast so it closes up. After that, I'm asking for a brace called AOF so it doesn't open up again. But also, they've been pushing, I shouldn't say pushing, they're asking about a surgery, tendon transfer. I do not want to have surgery because my wounds on my body, especially my feet, I'm not diabetic because of polyneuropathy. They're slow to heal. What do you think about the AOF brace? And also, what do you think? What is the tendon transfer exactly?
So an AFO brace is called an ankle foot orthotic. And what they do is they make a brace so they can take pressure off one area of the foot. And sometimes they call it a patellar tendon bearing brace, where you put more weight on the area below your knee. So you're distributing weight from your foot to other parts of the leg so we can prevent this pressure ulcer from reoccurring. And when you have polyneuropathy, where you don't have any sensation or pain where the wound is, you really don't know how that wound is worsening because you can't feel anything. So that's the reason why you have that pressure ulcer. Like you said, you're supinating. You're putting more pressure on the lateral side of the foot, which is going to below the fifth metatarsal, and that causes that wound to break down. And what
also, Dr. Teichman, I'm sorry to butt in. In 2012, they removed my fifth metatarsal for the same reason, but then the thing eventually, the power of supination went one and created a new pressure ulcer in the same area.
Correct. And that's because you're bearing load on that outside of the foot. And what they're saying is when they do a tendon transfer, they take one part of a tendon and they split it and they transfer it to another part of the foot to basically assist by correcting supination by allowing that tendon to pull the foot out of supination. And then that will prevent the ulcer from occurring as well. And if they did a fifth metatarsal head resection already and you have a reoccurring wound, you know, that might be an option, but an AFO brace will also assist and possibly avoid surgery if you try the brace first and it prevents the breakdown on that side of the foot.
I wanted to do the brace first, but the company won't do the mold because I have open on my foot. They wanted to close up first. That's why I'm going to do the total contact cast first. Once it closes up, it closed up back in February, March with the cast. Then they kept picking up the callus. I said, leave the callus alone. The callus protects my foot. I'm 56. I had that callus on my feet since grade school, high school. So I always rolled over a little bit. And so that's why I'm going back to the cast. But I mean, the tendon transfer, when I had the metatarsal removed in 2012, it took a long time to heal too. They thought it would have been right away. Are you comfortable? I'm worried about my foot after surgery not healing because it's slow to heal.
Well, you know, it's up to the surgeon who's doing the surgery. I haven't seen your foot, but, you know, it is common if you have a pronation problem that sometimes we do tendon transfers to rebalance the foot so it takes pressure off the lateral, what we call the lateral column of the foot, the outside of the foot. But, you know, trying an AFO and ankle foot orthosis will definitely help rebalance the foot without surgery to hopefully take pressure off that outside of the foot. But then you have to wear the brace all the time. You have to be complying with it because once you get out of the brace, the problem is still there. But definitely a brace is a viable option when we talk about offloading the lateral side of the foot to prevent the ulcer from reoccurring and breaking down again.
Dr. Teichman, last question. The tendon transfer, they removed the one tendon by the arch area and put it over on the other side. Will that cause problems in the arch area because then I'll be missing the tendon?
No, the posterior tibial tendon is what they're talking about, or the tibialis anterior tendon. One of those tendons are going to transfer over. They don't transfer the whole tendon. Sometimes they take part of the tendon and split it like a V and transfer that and run it through the tendon sheath to insert it to the lateral side of the foot there to help rebalance the area that's affected. So you won't lose anything in the medial side.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Teichman and Bobby, and everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck, Frank. Good luck. Right, any other questions here? I'd love to hear from you. 866-569-RESCUE, toll-free, 866-569-RESQ. That works out to 866-569-7377. So if you have any questions, give Dr. Teichman a call. Give me a call, and we'll get you on with Dr. Teichman, I should say. So you did a great job on explaining the 105 Max. Omega-3s and blood sugar. and blood sugar spikes, and then the triglycerides that spike because we're overeating. Talk to me about how important omega-3s are for blood sugar spikes and inflammation and all that goes with that.
Sure. You know, when we talk about the benefits of omega-3s and the omega-3s that are offered by Rescue, whether it's a 1250 plus, a 2500 TG, the liquid, you know, all the products in the Rescue portfolio for omega-3s, you know, they're the foundation because of the fact that every aspect of health uses omega-3s as building blocks, because these omega-3s are building blocks for cells, as we talk about. And the benefits of the omegas in the Rescue brand of products, the 1250, 2500 TG, and the liquids, is it reduces triglycerides, reduces inflammation. And remember that inflammation is really the cause of a lot of problems when we talk about, you know, complications with diabetes, heart disease. You know, all these things are affected through inflammation. You know, I was speaking to a primary care doctor last week, and we were talking about, you know, heart disease and diabetes. And he said, you know, I was at a cardiology conference, and they said the main reason why these problems occur is because of inflammation. And inflammation is the cause of a lot of issues that occur in our body. And if we can control inflammation, we can actually prevent a lot of these complications that occur, including heart disease, cardiovascular disease, peripheral arterial disease, diabetes. We can control these things by controlling inflammation, the complications that go along with some of these problems. Like, for instance, we talk about type 2 diabetes due to elevated blood sugar. And what happens when we have elevated blood sugar in the body? It increases inflammation and oxidative stress. So if we take an omega-3, such as Rescue 1250 or 2500 TG, we can lower inflammation in the body, which then can lower some of the complications, not only with heart disease, but also diabetes. We can control triglycerides. We can control cholesterol. All those things affect the whole body, improving HDL cholesterol, which the Rescue omegas do, reducing blood clot formation, you know, helping healthy blood pressure. Because remember, blood pressure also puts more stress on the heart. So adding the Rescue, you know, omegas, the 1250, the 2500 TG, all these, the 1250 plus, all help with healthy blood pressure. And also adding magnesium to that as well will also help. But there's so many benefits to adding the Rescue omegas to your diet regimen if you're diabetic, you know, as a prophylactic or preventive measure as well, being proactive, controlling your triglycerides, preventing them from increasing, improving HDL cholesterol, because we know that if you're type 2 diabetic, there's that inverse relationship where type 2 diabetes increases the bad cholesterol but lowers the good cholesterol. How do we combat that? Is adding the omegas to our supplementation as well. You know, and also it helps support blood sugar metabolism. So working hand in hand with the Rescue 105 Max, there's so many benefits to adding the Rescue omegas to your diet supplementation because of the fact that there's an overall benefit to controlling overall health by adding the Rescue 1250 products.
All right, let me grab Steve here. I guess Steve doesn't want any free products there. Just giving his first name here. Steve, good morning. You're on with Dr. Teichman. What can we do for you?
Morning. I do take a lot of Rescue products, but I think I do have a fault. I enjoy a multigrain bagel every morning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they say they're fiber, but one nutritionist told me I should avoid, cut that out altogether. It's still not good for you.
Mm. Well, yeah, you think about like a bagel, you know, number one is, you know, how many calories are in a bagel? I think there's like 320 calories in a bagel. You know, you are making the right choice by going to a multigrain bagel versus getting a plain bagel, which again is a white bread type of bagel, a simple carbohydrate, something with a lower glycemic index. With a higher glycemic index. So, you know, understanding that and choosing a type of food that has less calories in it, but still the higher fiber content would be ideal as well. You know, adding oatmeal instead of a bagel would be ideal. Choosing egg whites and maybe some vegetables to your morning breakfast regimen would be better because you're getting higher fiber as well as protein. You know, all these things are choosing the proper food choices versus having a bagel every morning because you're getting a higher caloric meal. You're getting, you know, yes, you're getting some fiber, but it's still a higher caloric intake. And then what do you put on the bagel? Butter or cream cheese?
Butter.
You know, butter. So, right. So that's a higher fat content food as well, or condiment. So, you know, making the right choices, choosing more of a complex carbohydrate, something that has more fiber in it, you know, more vitamins and minerals such as vegetables and egg whites. All these things can then slow the rise of blood sugar while you're eating it. Are you a type 2 diabetic as well or no?
I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've seen a doctor. I'm 68.
How old are you?
64 next month. And I should go, I'll be 64 next month. And I do have a belly on me. It's not real bad, but it's not real good either.
And yeah, I get so, blood, you know, done. Yep, having an annual visit with your family doctor is important, not only to have him check you up, but also understand that you might be pre-empting yourself for issues such as pre-diabetes or any other type of cholesterol or triglycerides issues that can happen. So getting a full workup every year is important as well, especially as we get older, because of the fact that, number one, you have a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes, possibly because of insulin resistance. And, you know, depending on the diet, your diet, and if you're exercising, you know, you could be having issues with cholesterol or triglycerides, and you will not know if there are issues because they are basically silent. There's no symptoms that you're going to have if you have high triglycerides or high cholesterol, and those things can preempt you for having heart disease if not controlled.
That scares me.
So, yeah. Adding the rescues, I mean, if you're taking the rescue supplementation, you know, you're also doing more than a lot of people are doing because of the fact that, you know, you're preempting some of these things from happening because you're taking supplementation. I don't know what you're taking, but if you're taking the omegas.
Orsine and the omega, the 1250s.
Yeah, so orsine's great for heart health. The 1250 is great for overall health. We talked about triglycerides. We talked about cholesterol, increasing the good cholesterol, you know, helping with inflammation in the body that can occur. So, yes, definitely. But I'd still recommend seeing your family doctor or primary care doctor at least once a year for an annual checkup.
All right, Steve, you good?
Yes.
All right, great. Well, good luck to you and have a good Thanksgiving. Got Pat on hold here. Pat, I'll be with you in a minute. Let me give the special here one more time before we get to Pat's question. Again, any and all rescue products and Neva products, as long as you buy four or more bottles or boxes, mix and match any way you want. Buy four or more bottles or boxes of any rescue or Neva product and use the coupon code SAVE40. You take 40% off your entire order. You get free shipping on any size order, and you're earning and cashing in rewards points. Got more lines ringing there, John, too? Good. They're coming in. So anyway, here's it. You save 40% when you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any rescue products you want or Neva products. Mix and match any way you want. Buy four or more. Get 40% off when you use the coupon code SAVE40. Coupon code SAVE40. And you get that 40% off. And you get the free shipping on any size order. And you've got the rewards points. That offer ends Tuesday at midnight. So use the coupon code SAVE40 now while you're thinking about it. And order online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Coupon code SAVE40. Or use the coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. Coupon code SAVE40. Get that 40% off and the free shipping and the rewards points. Again, offer ends Tuesday at midnight. Save 40 at res-q.com or at 1-800-26-ALIVE. We go to Pat. You have a question for Dr. Teichman, Pat?
Yes, I haven't ever heard you speak about what the Neva is good for. That's a simple question. And then I have had valve replacements, and I would like to know of all the 1250 products what I should take daily so that for cholesterol and all the stuff for heart without having to pick myself. There are too many products.
Hi, Doc, for heart health, she's had heart surgery. Go ahead and answer that one if you would.
Yeah. So, you know, Rescue Orsine is a great product, you know, to add if you have heart disease or if you had heart surgery in the past as well, you know, because of the fact, you know, that it also helps lower blood pressure naturally. It reduces irregular rhythms and palpitations, also helps with fatigue and increases stamina. Remember that heart is a muscle as well. And it's also safe to take with your heart medication. And also adding the omega-3 will also help because it helps with inflammation, you know, as well as helping control the bad cholesterol and lowering it. And especially if you had heart disease or heart surgery in the past, you know, we really want to keep our triglycerides and our cholesterol as normal as possible or even below normal to prevent any issues from happening down the road. So, you know, Rescue Orsine, the omega the omega-3 brand, whether it's a 1250, the 2500 TG, you know, will all help with that as well. You know, Rescue Cell Power is also, you know, a great supplement to take as well if you've had, you know, heart disease in the past or heart surgery, because of the fact not only it's an antioxidant, but it also helps with heart muscle function. It has that CoQ10, which helps support heart muscle function as well. You know, it also prevents free radical damage, and we understand with free radical damage, you can get an increase in oxidative stress and inflammation, so we want to lower that as low as possible, and also reduces oxidation of cholesterol, so it's not sticking to the walls of the arteries, increasing plaque buildup. So, you know, Rescue Cell Power, Orosine, and also, you know, the omegas will definitely help as a preventative measure for anything down the road. So those three things I recommend taking if you had, you know, a valve replacement or anything else in the past.
All right, Pat, we're going to run here. Got to grab another call here and go to, let's see, who do we have next? We have Tom in Bethlehem. Tom, you have a question for Dr. Teichman?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I believe I heard the doctor explain the glycemic index a certain way. My understanding for the last couple of years is that it was just the opposite, and I need to get this clarified. My understanding is that the higher the GI number, then the higher the sugar spike and the higher the insulin response. I thought I heard it as the opposite, so I need to get that clarified.
If we said that, that is correct. So when you talk about glycemic index and we're talking about, you know, the benefits of the benefits of using the glycemic index, the lower the glycemic index, the better it is for the body.
Okay, and we did. Okay, then I apologize because we said the opposite earlier, Doc, and I had asked that. So
I've been trying to get through to get that clarified.
Yeah. So the lower the so now the lower the glycemic number, the slower the food is getting absorbed, and the better it is for you.
Right.
Okay.
And then the higher the glycemic index, the more increased risk of sugar we have releasing in the body, which actually can increase your risk of type 2 diabetes. So the lower glycemic number is the ideal number that we want to have when we're choosing the proper food to ingest. Is lower glycemic index is important to look at when we're talking about the glycemic index, because of the fact that the higher glycemic the index, the higher is the simple carbohydrates that you're ingesting, and you want to choose complex carbohydrates, and that's really where the lower glycemic index comes into play. And that's why it's important to understand the glycemic index when we talk about it, because of the fact that especially if people are, you know, gluten-free and or eating clean, they want to use foods that have a lower glycemic index as well. So it takes your body longer to digest and fewer sugar is releasing into the blood.
Got to run here because hey, great catch on that, Tom. I'd asked doctor that, but I guess inadvertently you kind of were thinking the opposite or something. I'm not sure where we got that wrong, but I apologize for that to the earlier listeners. And Tom, thanks for the catch.
Yes, thank you. I thought I had it right, and it took a while to
get
through.
You have it right.
Yeah. Inadvertently, I don't know. Sometimes you say things the opposite for some reason. I'm not sure why, but sometimes that happens. But, hey, you know, you're thinking about something else or whatever. Hey, Doc, I got to run here, so appreciate the time with you here, and have a great Thanksgiving with your family.
All right, thank you. You too. Enjoy.
Yep. All right, so here we go. Let me give you the special again one more time. You get any and all Rescue products, any and all Neva products, as long as you buy four or more Rescue or Neva products. Mix and match any way you want. Buy four or more. Use the coupon code SAVE40, and you get 40% off your entire order, and you get free shipping on any size order, and you're earning rewards points, and you can cash in rewards points for an even lower price with the coupon code SAVE40. Now, this special ends Tuesday at midnight, so do this now while you're thinking about it. You can call right now or go online right now and order. Again, coupon code SAVE40. As long as you buy four or more bottles or boxes of any Rescue or Neva products, and you'll get 40% off the entire purchase then with the coupon code SAVE40. Plus the rewards points and the free shipping. So use the coupon code SAVE40 when you shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, coupon code SAVE40, or do the coupon code SAVE40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Have a great Thanksgiving.